it's time once again for Sports Sidebar, covering sports for Northeast Ohio and sometimes even a little outside that area. Sports Sidebar, where we prove that a little knowledge is dangerous, but even less knowledge makes it a little easier to fill an hour. And now on to our hosts, Captain Bill and Dave. And good Tuesday afternoon, everyone, and soggy Tuesday afternoon.
Soggy after the rain yesterday.
And supposed to be raining throughout the week, pretty much. At least it's giving us a reprieve on weekends, right?
That's true. But I'm retired, so every
day. Every day's a Saturday,
every day's a Saturday.
And how come there aren't cartoons on every day like that?
They don't do Saturday morning
cartoons anymore.
Well, I have cartoon channels. You can watch it 24/7.
Yeah.
There's, SpongeBob. What a creation that thing is. Who would have thought to make, and I think the gentleman who developed it, he passed away, but, goodness gracious.
Certainly outlived him.
SpongeBob is big.
Big.
And of course, he works at the Krusty Krab.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and having
makes those,
grandchildren.
Makes those, making I, those Krabby Cakes, right?
Krabby Cakes, a secret formula, too.
A secret formula.
Yeah.
Is it the right twinge of salt water or something?
I don't know.
Oh, it's because of secret, yeah.
It's a secret, so. And what else do they? Oh, they have all kinds of puppies that
Paw Patrol.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, my grandson was into that.
Yeah, so boy, I've watched and other ones too. It's just so we don't have to wait for Saturdays.
No, we don't. You know what's kind of weird with my grandson? Just had his we celebrated his birthday Saturday.
And how old?
He 8 years old.
8 years.
And as many years as it's been around, he was excited because he got something to go with his Mario games. A Mario race car track.
Oh, okay.
Where you put it out there and then you plot it inside your game thing, and the little car runs around on the floor in your living room with, according to a virtual track you set up.
Well, isn't that something?
And then it has another virtual car racing against you. I guess what I'm getting to is Mario, when my sons were young over 30 years ago, was just starting to get really big. And the boys enjoyed playing Mario, then on the good old Nintendo 16.
Oh, yeah. How about Pong? Remember Pong?
Pong.
I was a young lad on that.
Ah, yes.
Very, very young lad. The kids today, they have everything. They have these these fantastic video games. I was watching my grandson play football, Madden something. And they can make up plays.
You can make up your own teams, too. You can take players from different teams and make. Yeah. It's absolutely amazing.
We had these ones with the magnets, and they were.
Yeah. Magnets under the and you plug it in, it vibrates, ones that don't have magnets kind of just float around,
Anyway, that's and Rector set too.
Rector set. What about Lincoln Logs? I had Lincoln Logs.
Oh, I had Lincoln Logs too. Oh, a vacuum seal. You had this little machine that heated up, and you put a piece of plastic, and you put a form in it, and you made a vacuum seal. And then there was the Etch-a-Sketch.
Etch-a-Sketch.
I had one of those.
I've seen some amazing people do some things on Etch-a-Sketch. They literally can do artwork on it. It's just amazing.
Well, I couldn't do my. I'm not an artistic kind of guy. I don't know what kind of guy I am, but I'm not artistic. I am a good captain, though.
You are a good captain.
Yeah, I was out in the mighty seas the other day. It was warm. Didn't take long for the nuclear reactor to fire up.
Okay.
And sometimes I got.
Because Nancy was complaining. Weather's been so lousy. He hadn't been able to get on that nuclear pontoon boat.
Pontoon boat. If I got to keep it at the right temperature, it could get so hot the lake could boil.
Oh, well, you got to be careful.
You got to be careful. You wouldn't
want and plus, they have a speed limit there, so you got to,
Well, yeah, it's true. Not for me. I'm excluded.
Well, I'm sure you're only excluded in case of emergency, right?
No, I can go speed anytime I want to. But I I am careful of the other boaters around me. So I have the ability to hover too. If it gets crowded, I can hover over the over the land. It's an amazing machine.
My goodness.
I'm surprised I don't get more publicity on it.
I'm surprised you don't either.
Well, it is top secret, the technology, so I don't want to, I'm glad I'm not getting publicity, but anyway. Hey, listen, I wanted to talk to you about a subject.
Uh-oh.
About this situation down at Canton McKinley.
Yeah.
You know,
the coaches, now not just the coach that did it, but all those assistant coaches, I think, have been fired as well.
They made
a kid was late for practice.
For a voluntary
practice. For a voluntary practice. Yes. Which only goes to show you there's no such thing as voluntary.
No, he was going to be punished for not showing up for something wrong with his shoulder. Now, there's probably more to the story that we really don't know, but in essence what happened, this young man didn't come to voluntary practice. So the coach and coaches, for whatever reason, made him eat a pepperoni pizza. Or gave him a choice of some other foods, but what the problem was a pepperoni pizza. And why would that be a punishment? I don't know. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yo,
I mean,
for punish me.
Please give me more pizza. But in this particular case, he was a practicing Israeli Jewish religion, that he's a practicing Jew. And the pepperoni, and very kosher, and the pepperoni, of course, is made of some pork.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you got to eat this pizza or the whole team will be punished. This is all what's come out so far. It could be a lot more different than that, but it's what was publicized. I mean, this is all over the country, this particular case.
Yes, it is.
So they said, well, you could take the pepperoni off. And the coach knew he was kosher because in prior games, prior dinners, they made sure that he got a kosher lunch or dinner, whatever it happened to be. But they made him on this particular day eat a pizza against his religious beliefs. And the taking the pepperoni didn't stop the residue, the grease, to be on the cheese pizza. So he had to eat it or the rest of the team would have been punished for him not showing up to a voluntary practice. And, the plot gets even more interesting because allegedly this was just going to be kept in-house, but a coach who was eyeing to get that position, the head coaching position, turned him in, the coaching staff.
Did turn him into the newspaper? Is that what it was?
Turned him into the the Board of Education.
I have news for you. The lawyer that they have that the kid had, representing him, loves publicity. It doesn't matter whether that coach turned him in or not, because it would have become very public very soon. Ed Gilbert, yes.
Yeah. And so, now, Marcus Whatley, who was the head coach, and his staff was pretty much swept. He's a very good coach. He came from St. Vincent, St. Mary, and was hired down at Canton McKinley. And it's just strange, isn't it? Isn't this?
That's one of the strangest punishments I'd never heard of.
You're gonna why? I mean, you could. I mean, this is what was discussed. This is, why didn't they just? And it was even discussed up in on the PBS station on Friday.
Oh my!
Yeah,
okay.
They do a reporters' roundtable, and the report saying, well, okay, why didn't you make them run a lap or two laps or, you know, 20 push-ups, but a pizza? And now maybe it was overblown, and maybe this guy had the player could have had an alternative, and maybe it was just a joke that got out of control. But it's just one of those things that nobody wins.
Nobody wins.
And you know, it's just
because now, especially you know that player will be ostracized by other players.
Oh, sure.
Because they lost a good coach.
Yeah.
Over this fact that,
and the coach could possibly not coach again. He's a young man.
Yeah.
Who had a lot of potential to be success. And now him. And they really are ineligible for future coaching positions for a period of time. Now, at least in the public sector. So maybe a private school. I mean, he came out of a private school and was, you know, same, and was very successful there. And it's just, to me, what folly. Why would you risk your coaching position over making a kid eat a pizza against his religion? And I don't know if there's going to be more stuff that came up, but they did an investigation, the Board of Election. They had a special board meeting last Thursday night, and they, after the investigation, they voted unanimously to dismiss the head coach and most of his
staff. Yeah, now I heard that he was gone, but it wasn't until the next day I heard the rest of the staff was gone.
And
now, was that one who was vying for the job? Was he one that
Nobody, that name did not come out,
whoever that.
Yeah, so the athletic director of Canton McKinley is going to take over on an interim basis as the head coach. But I don't know. It's just a shame. It's just a shame. And I don't know the motives and the like, but it just, again, it made national news. And
for one thing, that's one reason they had to at least fire the head coach. I'm surprised it went beyond that, you know, but.
Well, unless the rest of them were agreed that, I can't imagine, when I played football for St. Vincent's, and if I goofed up, that I would get a pizza.
Yeah.
I mean.
You screwed up, Captain. You're going to get a pizza. And this isn't just any pizza. It's going to be a supreme pizza. And you got to eat the green peppers and all.
I talked to my brother about it, who was the head coach at St. Vincent, St. Mary, and played there and was all state and all that kind of stuff. He says, I can imagine an offensive lineman purposely messing up and saying, give me the pizza.
And I tell you right now, I not join any religion where pizza's anti-pizza religion.
Well, you know.
I'm joking.
You can have a vegetarian pizza or
you
something.
You can.
I guess you could. But so it just, and I guess it gets into the discussion about voluntary practices. They're not voluntary. If you're
they
being
aren't.
Punished for not showing,
right.
I allegedly had a bad shoulder and didn't feel up to playing or practicing that particular day, and then he got punished for not showing up. So it's not a voluntary situation.
Because I got news for you. If he showed up and said, Coach, my shoulder's really hurting, where's your doctor's note? I didn't go to the doctor. Well, get out there.
Yeah.
You know, and so obviously if a guy's going to force him to eat a pizza for doing something wrong, he's going to push him out there when his shoulder is hurting.
Yeah. I mean, that was the first of the goofy situations last week. The second was, it's not sports related, but the American Legion up in Hudson.
Up in Hudson where they...
Cutting the mic of a lieutenant colonel, retired, just trying to give a background on Memorial Day, why it's a holiday,
mm-hmm.
and it discussed that
he's talking about the African American contributions.
They're really one of the ones who started a memorial of the Civil War battles, and that was one of the reasons that gave impetus to the holiday. No big deal, right? Well, they decided to cut the mic. For the 2 minutes he was discussing that,
again, national news, and as far as I know, the guy was removed from
the woman and the auxiliary lady, and it's
being disbanded.
It's being disbanded. They're closing that,
that particular American Legion.
Yeah.
It's no longer certified.
No, it's a lot like what unions do. International unions, when a local messes up, come in, sweep them out. But we usually keep them open. I mean, we keep them running.
Right.
Now, so two people make a stupid mistake.
And it is a stupid mistake.
And the whole, they shut down the whole American Legion in Hudson over.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, my dad belonged to the American Legion, and I remember going there. Where he met up with his brothers. He was one of 13 children.
Okay.
But all his brothers served, and he would go there on occasions around Erie, Pennsylvania, and have a few beers. So I don't know if this particular American Legion had employees, but now they're out of work because these two idiots.
I'm sure. I mean, technically they're a nonprofit, but that doesn't mean you can't have employees.
That's right. I mean,
and then people who are servers, and they usually have food and cooks and servers. They're.
I know the VFW on Manchester Road. They have they serve food and they have bartenders and everything. So they upset the lives.
Do they have pepperoni pizza?
I don't know. That's a good question. Just stupid.
We can take the football team.
Last week was just a stupid.
I think it was all the rain. I think it was all that rain.
Well, but why would they do something like that? 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, I'll show you. I'm the head of the, and I don't want that in there. So you're mute. Duh. Don't you think somebody's going to point that out? And I guess not. I mean, critical thinking sometimes is missing in a lot of places.
And I don't know why you wouldn't allow that to occur anyway, the conversation.
Well, it was supposed to be dedicated to just Hudson veterans. But all he was trying to do was emphasize how Memorial Day got started nationally, and then he did his thing. But he couldn't believe it. The lieutenant colonel just could not believe that, because people were yelling at him. He didn't know why, because they couldn't hear him.
Right.
And then after his 2 minutes about that particular part of history, they put the mic back on. But again, that was national news.
Right.
In Hudson, Ohio. And now a lot of people, I mean, not a lot, but if you were a veteran, used to go to the American Legion in Hudson, now you can't.
Yeah.
You have to go to Strongsville or someplace like that. It's frustrating. It is frustrating that common sense sometimes is.
Well, and it doesn't make much common sense to shut down the entire thing. You remove the people that did it. Like you said, with the unions, you clean the house.
You clean the house.
And then you get back in operation again.
That's right.
And maybe that's essentially what they're doing. They cleaned house. They closed it down.
They cleaned the house.
They did. But you know, the plan is after a certain amount of short period of time, they'll open back up again.
I hope so.
I would imagine so.
But in nonprofit organizations, you have usually a national. I'm sure there's a national goodwill.
There is, yeah.
And then if a local chapter of the goodwill messes up, they have the power to come in and take it over.
And take it over, right. Yeah. And instead of taking it over, they closed it down.
Yeah. It's called trusteeships in the labor movement.
Okay.
I was part of one of those. They're pretty exciting when you go in and
Everybody out of the pool.
Yeah. But I won't share that experience, but it is something else. But in the sports realm, the coaches got fired, and hopefully the kids, in particular the young man who intentionally or not started this controversy. I hope he doesn't get. He apologized to the rest of the team. I guess he really didn't want it to be blown out of proportion. But you get adults in it. You go to any little league, adults get involved.
I mean, and I've seen umpires running for their cars, afraid of some of the parents.
It's
ridiculous. You know, and my ex was one of them.
Oh, was it? Well, there you go.
No, she wasn't an umpire.
Oh, she was an umpire.
One of the ones that, no, she was the one that was running them off.
Oh.
Actually, she was thrown out of more than one game. They stopped all play until she was completely off the field, which really made my son feel really good when he was on the field.
That wasn't good.
No.
We get too emotional. I know you vicariously act through what your children are doing, and you want them to some people succeed so badly, you really get out of hand.
Yeah.
Moderation and everything, including moderation. So, anyway, I just wanted to bring that up and what your thoughts about it. I mean, There's not too many people coming.
I just, the whole thing is completely ridiculous.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Ridiculous. So, I mean, the whole thing, and just crazy.
Yeah. Some other miscellaneous stuff here.
Okay.
Rob Senderoff, Kent State, got head coach of Kent State basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Got an extension through the 25-26 season. Good for him.
Yes.
He's done a good job there.
And it's hard to keep MAC coaches, especially those that are successful. If they're not successful,
well,
they're easy to get rid of.
If they're Big MAC coaches.
If they're Big MAC coaches?
Yeah, Big MAC.
not the quarter pounder.
No,
coaches.
Not the quarter. You got to be the
Big,
Big
MAC,
MAC coaches. Yeah, well, anyway. OSU, Iowa State, plans full capacity in 2020.
Yes, they do.
All 104,944.
OHIO.
That's right.
I watch it in front of my TV.
Yeah. We did have a chance to go down. It was 2009 or 7 or something. It's been a while. But it's an experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's an experience to go to a big – they were playing Michigan – Michigan State.
Michigan State, okay.
And,
how the heck did you get tickets to the Michigan game?
My daughter got the tickets for us because the guy she was dating at the time was a Michigan State alum. So, anyway, we got a couple tickets.
Well, as long as she was only dating him to get tickets, free tickets.
Well, so. I guess. I don't know.
That team up north.
Yeah. So, anyway, it wasn't Michigan.
It was Michigan State. Yes.
And it's quite an. We got interviewed on TV because the night before, so it had to be 07. That's when the Indians went to. They lost to Boston in that league championship series. They were ahead 3-1, and then we were at the game Friday night. Then Saturday we went down to Ohio State and we got interviewed on TV because I had my Indians hat on.
Mm.
So. Anyway, we
so they knew you were a foreigner.
There's a lot of foreigners. The parking there was unbelievable. You can't. There were people there at 4 a.m. Literally, at 4 a.m. I never knew what the protocols were to get down there, but finally found a parking space in a business. It was $25 back then.
Yeah.
So we had no choice. We had to park there. But it was interesting. It was quite an experience.
My son was a student there, graduated, and he never went to a game till after he had graduated. He knew someone else who had access to tickets, so he a couple maybe 3 years in a row he went to a game, never the game, but a game. And I also had another friend who went to the spring game every year where they scrimmaged against themselves. And filled that stadium.
Oh, yeah.
It was $5 a ticket, and it all went to charity.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't go to the players. Heaven forbid they get any money.
Well,
I guess they're going to
in the state legislature, they're allowing them to receive compensation for their likenesses if they're being used in some kind of any kind of production. And is it for also for sponsorships?
I think so. I think it should be that.
Yeah.
Instead of
bringing them in to work at a car dealership and, they get paid
$50 an hour. Polish a car.
And then they go after the kid, there have been harsher penalties for people who've gotten even less.
Well, look what happened to head coach. They got fired down there.
Yeah, Jim Tressel.
Jim Tressel on the tattoo gate. He got free tattoos and ended up being fired because he was covering up for his players. And who was involved in that? There were several top players involved in
right,
that.
And one of them ended up. Not playing and getting in trouble with police, and then claiming his car had been robbed and he had an expensive painting in there and stuff, and now he goes around to rookie camps.
Oh yes,
telling people,
yeah.
Don't do what I did. Yeah. Keep your head on you. So he's making his living being a bad example.
Yeah, I can't. He was tremendous.
That Maurice Clarett.
Yes.
That was tremendous. Right. That championship, the national championship they got their year, they weren't supposed to win. He's the reason they got it.
Yeah, and he wanted to go pro the next year, and
He lost out.
He lost out, and then his life really went downhill after that. But anyway, it's just ridiculous that if I'm going to have my image used in a video game, by golly, I want you to pay me for that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm the reason why that particular figure is so talented in that video game, because you're playing off what I do on the field. Now, oh, it's just not fair for the other players. Well, then they should be better. I mean, life isn't fair.
Life isn't fair. And the more talent you have, the better chance you have at making more money.
Yeah.
And especially in the sports.
Yeah. So the ones who get picked first, I mean, it's not fair. Is it fair that they get picked and you don't? No, because they're much better players. It's just this, all the money going to the coaches and the NCAA is, it's farcical. Yeah, as far
and then
as
they call it a non-profit.
Yeah.
I mean, the of course, it wasn't the last 2 years, but in general, the March Madness is worth $1 billion just in television revenues. Yeah. And players get not one piece of that.
So, I know.
So where's all the money going?
Well, it goes into... You know, look what these guys make, the head coaches. It's just
$10 million. Because of that, usually a college basketball or football coach is the highest paid state employee mm-hmm. in that state mm-hmm. because they're state universities.
Right.
And then they turn around with that money, and they usually have to do a TV show and a radio show, which they also get compensated for.
Right. And
so
they get cars.
Yeah.
A lot of them get their homes. And a player who gets a donut from an alumni can be thrown out of the game. It's just ridiculous.
Yes. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And I hope they come up with some sort of solution. Now, the purists say, oh, no, you're going to ruin the student athlete.
And that's what your brother says. I don't see that. I just see the guys that are doing all the work aren't getting a nickel.
No.
And don't even their full rides don't pay for everything.
No. There's ways of doing it. If you're a top Division I school like Ohio State, there's so much money, even the worst player could get $1,000 a game.
Yeah.
Even the worst ones.
Yeah.
And, well, you're giving a scholarship. Well, baloney. It's another desk.
That's what you've always said. Another desk in the room.
Yeah, well, look at it. Well, yeah. And you get a dorm room. There's some way. I mean, there's so much money. And then, okay, if you are on third string, you get $500 a week. If you're on second string, you get $1,000. If you're a premier player, you get $1,500. And whatever else you can get as an endorsement. How is that going to corrupt you?
Yep, and that's where your local endorsements could come in
yeah.
at your car dealerships or car washes or whatever the heck you want to put yourself out at.
I think that would be an incentive for a guy. Well, I'm second string, but I'm going to work my rear end off to get first string to get the higher amount per week. And plus an education. There's so much money involved that it could easily. Now, if you get down to the Akron News, I can't believe the – there was an article here not too long ago. The University of Akron head coach passed on an NFL job. Boy, he
passed on an NFL job.
He passed. I mean, with that record, he passed. San Diego wanted him. He has connections with the coaching staff there. Man, I would have been off as fast as I could have possibly gone. He said, "Well, I want to." Well, he hasn't won a game, I don't think, in 2 years. And he's going to end up probably fired, but Tom Off.
Yeah, okay.
I read that. He turned down an NFL job. He didn't want to move his family and so on and so forth. But Akron U is just at a low point in football. And maybe he can bring it back, but I don't know.
Their basketball's coming back around again.
Yeah, they have a good coach there, John Gracie.
And he's another guy that's at least appears to be interested in sticking around.
Yeah, yeah. So, like the guy from Kent.
Right.
I mean, even, they make good money.
They make good money. Yeah, but you go to a large school, you can make double that money.
Oh, triple.
Yeah, well, look what
Keith Dembrot. He left Akron U making about 300 and some, and now he's at Duquesne for $1 million a year. He was rumored to be in line with the Akron U athletic director, but somebody nixed that.
And they really?
So I guess he's just stuck with $1 million job.
He's just stuck with $1 million, which he still wouldn't get out of Akron U.
Poor guy. So,
as athletic director, he wouldn't make that. So
no, I. Unless he just is tired of commuting, because he does have a place on the Portage Lakes.
Oh, does he?
Okay. Yes. I hover by there. did you know? You probably did not know this.
I'm probably not going.
But they have a video game of my nuclear pontoon boat.
No, I did not know that. Yeah. Do you get compensation for that?
I do.
Okay.
I have made $3 so far.
$3. Sounds like my book royalties I get.
So, $3.
Hmm.
All right. Well, glad for the athletes getting some money, but OSU's back to full capacity. I imagine everybody is. Hopefully, there's no resurgence of this COVID stuff. So,
it seems right now we've now gone below the level that the governor wanted, and those that are, a lot of them are the younger people now. Even the hospitalizations are the younger people, the college, just out of college area.
Well, you're going to be required to get a shot to go back to college.
Yeah, my brother's down in Kentucky, his Berea College down there. They will require proof of vaccination or you cannot return.
Yeah.
Well, you have to do your classes virtually.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens, but... it's good to be vaccinated. It really is. If anybody's out there who's hesitant, there's really no problem whatsoever. I mean, very mild reactions for most people. Mm-hmm. And the only thing I got was an extra ear in the back of my
head. And now you hear so much better.
I do. What? No, not. It's just retarded. Another thing in college sports, Duke coach. Coach K.
Yeah, it, quite a surprise. I mean, we're talking about them getting ready to start warming up and getting ready for practice and gearing up for practice and such, and he retires.
Well, he's going to coach one more year. Coach K.
Oh, he is? Okay, he's coaching one more year. Okay.
Coach K, which is Krewiski, Coach Krewiski, has been coach of the Duke Blue Devils for about 4 decades.
Yeah.
And he's fine. Mike Krzyzewski. That's what his name is, Mike Krzyzewski. Why what? Anyway, he's a Polish fellow. Good old Coach K. And he's been coaching there for a long, long time. And they already announced his successor, John Shire. So
I guess that's why I thought he had gone, because they had announced his successor.
No, he's got Coach K. So... watch Duke really compete for the national championship next year, because the players are going to want to let him go out with a champion, I would think. And he's a Hall of Fame coach, and we'll see. I guess Medina Spirit, second test, came back positive, and the horse who won the Kentucky Derby, his crown has been taken away. And his trainer has been banned. So the horse is in a deep depression.
It is.
He's seeking help. It's hard to get a horse on a couch.
It is. It has to be a very sturdy couch.
Very sturdy couch. So anyway, some of those sports
I hadn't heard that test actually came back, and then
it was some sort of salve they put on his one muscle or something that was bothering it, and the salve has a steroid in it that absorbs,
it's soaked into the skin,
and that was not, the levels were not permissible, and the second test came back over the limit, so that's it. That's it. Did you realize that on this date...
On this date.
Eddie Arcaro. Remember that name?
Yeah, Eddie Arcaro, the jockey.
Yeah, you were there at the time, 1941.
Yes, I remember. Yeah, I remember very clearly. I don't remember anything clearly.
Yeah, well, anyway, Whirl Away won the Triple Crown. So, with Eddie Arcaro, he's one of those famous jockeys.
Yes.
There was another one, too, that I don't know if there's a famous jockey anymore. But
I think they got a lot more. The most successful ones got a lot more publicity. I know Eddie Arcaro ended up on a lot of TV shows and
such.
Oh,
he did, yeah. They get 10% of the winnings. So that's a considerable sum.
Yeah.
And the horse doesn't get anything. The horse has got to band together, I tell you.
And unionize and say more oats.
More oats. And
less steroids. More oats, less steroids.
And more being put out to pasture and studying rights.
Yes, more studying rights.
Now, a filly may not want that, but I'm sure they can negotiate something similar for her. So, anyway. All right. Also, the Washington Bullets in 1978. I was just a young lad then. Young lad.
Yeah, because they were still called the Bullets then.
The Washington Bullets beat the Seattle Supersonics 105-99 in Game 7 to win the national championship. They're still
National championship? We're still in the second round, aren't we?
Well, they delayed the season.
Okay.
Until December they started. And now they're just in the semifinals. So they'll be going on until October. And then the following week they start the new season.
Right, right.
Yeah. I don't know. I have had no interest. None. Zilch, nada, in basketball playoffs.
It's just, well, I'm sorry, because on your Terry Pluto columns Wednesday at 4:30, you will be having it's promo time. You'll be having one of the articles is about what the Cavs need to do, and part of it.
That's okay.
And part of it is losing Kevin Love, which is that's just
they haven't lost him yet.
He needs to go.
Yeah,
is what Terry.
We talked about that.
We did talk about it.
Is he plagiarizing us?
Maybe.
No, I don't think he needs to plagiarize.
I don't think he needs to know.
I think a lot of people.
I think he's a lot smarter about these things than we are. So he's made a whole living.
Smarter.
So.
Well, maybe.
Some of the moves and stuff, and who not to give a max contract to, you know, and let him play this year, because they're still under contract, so why give them a max contract? It's crazy.
It's just frustrating to me that they literally just throw $30 million at Kevin Love. It's just the most unproductive money.
And they did that when LeBron was leaving, and they were dismantling the team, and they thought Love was going to build this team around him, but how much time has he not been able to play during that entire thing? Yeah. And he's so frustrated over not ever winning.
Yeah, he needs to go. No more Love for the Cavaliers. That's what I would do. But it's not my money. And I don't, now $60 million bucks to say goodbye is
old. Yeah, no, I mean.
And what
they could boot us out for a lot less than that.
Oh no, $30.
Plus parking. Yeah.
Anyway, you know, as a sports fan, and that's what we are, sports fans. You see that kind of money and how that money would be productive with the Indians. Now, it's two different sports, obviously, but you see $30 million, which is by far 75% of the Indians' total salary that they pay all. $30 million. Wouldn't that be wonderful? We got $30 million to get more players that could hit. And so, you know, I just see that and how the resources are wasted away, which could be used, in my mind, applied to the Indians or something like
that.
Right. You can't do that, but I'm just saying it's you put it in that perspective, look how much that could produce for a baseball team.
Yeah.
And the Cavaliers just throw the money away. Just throw it away. Throw it away. I wish they'd throw it away so I'd be there to catch it in a basket.
Yeah, it'll be outside that window, that's for sure.
Oh, the poor Indians.
Boy, they kind of butt their butts handed to them Sunday, didn't they?
More than that. I think it was the legs, the butts, the hands, the ears.
Spectacles.
18-5.
18-5.
Baltimore, that's 2 out of 3 to Baltimore.
Hey, well, Baltimore's been on a pretty hot streak.
Well, let me see.
We broke their winning streak.
Well, they're 17 games under 500.
Are they really?
Yes. They
had a negative
percentage to make
the World Series. Yes. Yeah.
And they just drummed us. Of course, we drummed them the night before. But
I mean, the
problem is...
Isn't that what this team does? We seem to be able to be competitive with the better teams and the teams that we should beat up on.
Yeah, we play Chicago pretty darn well.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Now, we're only 4 games out, which is amazing.
Right, and we're above 500.
Yeah. 31-26, so that's 5 games above 500. 4 games out of first place in the Central Division. So what was that? Was that an alien? You know the government's investigating.
No, that was the Microsoft.
Oh. Well.
Well, but could it have been an alien Microsoft? That I can't tell you.
Maybe it's invisible and in our control room right now. I feel a being of some sort here. Once controlling you right now. But they did something that they needed to do for quite a while. And they designated for assignment Jake Bowers.
Yes.
Who has been...
Well, and the thing is they didn't have any more options on him, which is the only reason he got to stick around as long as he did.
Plus, he was the centerpiece in that trade for Edwin... Encarnacion a couple of years back, and he was the centerpiece of that trade. And they gave him 1,000 at bats to see what he was going to do, and he has been a dismal disappointment. And they brought up Bobby Bradley, a junior, one of their top prospects. And I think I was listening to Tom Hamilton on Sunday with his RBIs that he got. He almost matched Jake Bauer for the entire 3 months of the season so far. So it was not a surprise. It was
not a surprise.
It was rumored that Terry Francona wanted him gone for some time, but because he was the focal point of that particular trade, they held on. The front office held on and decided finally he had a little spurt there, but. Now, whether he'll be picked up or not or decide to go into the minors, I don't know. But I would think that he needs to go somewhere else and try to find himself or something. But he always looked like he had the perfect baseball body, about 6'2", 6'3", about 200 pounds. Very athletic kid, but he just never found his swing here. And Bobby Bradley Jr. is... a guy that has a hole in his swing, he'll strike out a lot, but he's got power.
Yes.
And that's with Framil Reyes out and really Jose Ramirez not protected, if he comes through, it could be a positive thing. But they're going to be treading water all year long, the Indians. They really, really will.
But we knew that they weren't going to be a hitting team before the season started. We knew that.
They relied on their pitching. And
that's the only reason they're where they are.
Yeah, and Plesac, Zach Plesac getting hurt really, really, really has hurt.
Yes.
Because they don't have anybody. Sam Hettage and Cal Quatro got destroyed by Baltimore on Sunday. So I don't know. They're really with mirrors and string and everything else trying to pull the third, fourth, and fifth starter here. You got to hope that Tristan McKenzie can keep improving. But other than we're just so used, year in, year out, having great starting pitching. Well, but, we don't have it.
But we got rid of three starters last year.
Yeah.
When you get rid of three starters, I don't care how much talent you have.
Well,
that, those are hard to choose to fill.
You're right. But
Carlos Carrasco hasn't pitched. He hasn't made one pitch yet for the Mets. Francisco Lindor, you'll see this tomorrow too, has been absolutely abysmal. And he's getting booed. He's getting booed in New York.
Well,
and
you can boo me for $30 million a year. Go ahead. You're right. You're right. And trades, you never know what's going to happen. But they were relying on, obviously, Shane Bieber, Plesac, and Savalier to be the three out of your five starters, with Tristan McKenzie and somebody else stepping up. And unfortunately, you get outside, you lose Plesac, that gigantic hole in your your rotation. So we'll have to see. And we don't have the offense to get behind.
No.
We don't. I mean, once in a while we come from behind if we're only one or two down. But
we can't be any more than two down. Otherwise, you got to get ahead and get your defense. We need better defense, too. Our defense is we've made some errors.
Oh,
we should not be making.
We're one of the worst defensive ball clubs right now. You know, kudos really to Terry Francona to keep this team where they're at. We're only four games behind.
Yeah.
And as long as you're four, five, six games behind by the All-Star.
And you are above 500.
Yeah. And you're hoping to get, Plesac back by the All-Star game and Famil Reyes. And if Bobby Bradley can produce like he has in the last game or two, but that's just a small sample.
Right.
You may have some reason for optimism is Chicago's just loaded. They're absolutely loaded with great hitting and really, really good pitching. That's
and
what
a wily coach.
And a wily coach. Wily Coyote.
No.
I didn't know he coached.
No.
I thought the Roadrunner was after him all the time.
No, he's after the Roadrunner.
You said Wily was coaching.
No.
The Chicago White Sox, the head manager.
They have a Wily manager, not.
Oh, no. You said Wily. Coyote. I heard you.
Coyote.
Play back the tape.
Yeah, because I always go around talking about Wily Coyote, yeah.
Oh, Tony La Russa.
Yes.
Boy, he's been around a long time. He's already in the Hall of Fame, isn't he? I think so. he's like 60 years ahead, a manager. Or not 60, but close, 40, 50
well,
years.
Well, you go back, he goes back to the A's and their championship teams. Mm-hmm. And look what all those wins and such he had in St. Louis. And now he's gone to Chicago, White Sox, and he's part of the missing puzzle that they've had.
Yeah.
Is getting the coaching that knows what and how to use his players.
He sure does. And I would think Tony La Russa, Terry Francona, you have elite managers in those two guys.
Yes, you do.
But
unfortunately, he's in our division now.
No, he's in our division.
He wasn't even in our league before. Now he's in our division, darn it.
And Minnesota is just, they're 12 games. 12 game. Minnesota's picked to win this division by many, many people. So there goes injuries and things like that that have befallen.
Befallen, okay.
The Twins. So, anyway. So, we got Hope the Tribe kind of picks it up here. What was that golfer down there in Memorial?
He was leading by how many? Six strokes?
And he got the COVID.
And he got the COVID and tested him twice, and they sent him away.
He was positive both?
Both times.
Well, isn't that something, huh? Isn't that something? So, I forgot what his name was, but he was a Spanish golfer, and so somebody else won it. I think a guy named Patrick Cantlay won the Memorial down there in Columbus, which is Jack Nicklaus's home course.
His home course, right?
Yeah.
Right there just off of, down by Ohio State campus.
Yeah. So it doesn't say who the guy was in this particular article who got thrown out, but That's unfortunate. That's, it really is.
Yeah, you're six strokes up, but then you got to leave because you got the COVID.
He was just flabbergasted. Flabbergasted that he got thrown out.
Well, yeah, because especially, you know, his interpreter didn't help. He said he had to eat a pepperoni pizza, you know.
Oh, jeez. And they cut his mic off when he started talking about the origins of golf, those Scottish guys. Yeah.
Sorry.
All right. Some veterans are back in town to go to the OTAs.
Yes.
Miles Garrett was one
of
them.
He was the first one there, and according to the coach, he's retired from playing basketball.
Yeah, I would not want my star defensive end playing basketball, and bad things could only happen.
Right.
And
especially the kind of basketball that he and his buddies would be playing.
They'd be
playing street ball.
Can you imagine playing against him?
No.
The man is a walking piece of granite.
Yes.
He is, they call him a freak in a good way because of his physique and his talent that he has. He can literally jump from the ground on top of a banquet table. Can you imagine that?
No.
I can't imagine it either. I could do it with a lift.
I'm telling you. Yes.
But in the meantime, Baker Mayfield has invited a whole bunch of people down to Texas to work out. So the people are saying, well, why in the world wouldn't you come up here to practice, but you're doing it on your own and you're paying people to do it? I don't know. I don't know. I can understand veterans sitting it out, but they're not going to give a veteran a pizza
for
not showing up to voluntary OTAs. And they're not going to cut them or anything like that. I guess if you were on the bubble in a professional football team, you're probably...
Because there's certainly been enough changes, especially defensively.
Yeah,
I would
imagine.
If you're still on this team, you...
The ones who don't have a sure position are at OTAs. Believe me, they're there.
Yes.
So it was good for Miles Garrett to show some leadership there. But I also have sympathy for the players who don't. It's just now with a 17-game season, you're asking these young men to put their bodies out for another week. And it's just a tremendous, tremendous, what your body goes through playing a football game. Physics. You got 320-pound tackles going against each other. It's just a physically violent game. And to add another one and expect them to have go to voluntary OTAs, I don't know. I don't know. But
had some guys that held out and some guys said, oh, I'm just hurt, I can't come to camp. You know, a lot of the veterans used to do that.
Doug Deacon. He never played in any. I mean, or Joe Thomas.
No.
He was going to be a Hall of Famer.
Right.
A recently retired offensive tackle.
Played. It's a shame. Now that we finally have a team worthy of him.
He retired.
He retired.
Well, once again, he hurt his pectoral muscle here, and it was a serious injury. He went all those years without any injury whatsoever. I remember the day he took himself out and Doug Deacon said, uh-oh, that's a bad one. He really did something very bad, and that was the last game he ever played, unfortunately. And he was making $12 million a year as an offensive tackle. Now he's quite public, and he does a podcast, and he's now, I think, on Fox Sports from time to time as a commentator. So... And he's going to be a Hall of Fame. He can build upon making more money doing that. So he's a good guy, too. I mean,
he is.
And does a lot of good things in the community. Kid from Wisconsin.
Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah, who'd have thunk it? He's cut out the cheese, too.
He
lost a lot of weight. He looks good. But so Joe Thomas, though, he was always one of those guys on the bike.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want your Hall of Fame offensive tackle in a meaningless game unless you're going through some some different kind of scheme. And that's what practice is for.
Right.
So they're going to have three games, practice games, before the season starts. So we'll be playing football almost to the middle of February next year. Middle of February, I tell you.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And does that push back when the spring league, which is now going on, will...
What spring league?
There's a spring league that's been playing on Saturdays.
One.
Yeah, another one. Another one.
What? At what point?
The saturation.
These people who think they can take the NFL on, just stop doing it because it's ridiculous. There's a saturation point, and after 17 games, playoffs, and the Super Bowl, I'm not interested in any more football after that. I'm looking forward to baseball.
By then, baseball's in full swing spring training.
Literally.
Yeah.
The week after the Super Bowl, the trucks are going down to, or already have gone down.
Have already gone down. They're already setting up.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think the owners want to go to 18 games. And of course, the collective bargaining agreement doesn't prohibit them from doing that. They have to bargain it, but there's no mechanism to stop them if they want to do it. That's where. Now, I guess they would get an extra paycheck.
Well, they would have to.
I would think so.
Because that's not what they originally negotiated, so they have to get an extra paycheck for whatever amount that they get on the other games.
I wouldn't think that they're weekly, because they get paid weekly for every game.
I'm sorry, you got your last paycheck, your last game.
This one's free. How hard I play for that one. So, what else do we got here? My goodness.
You're really getting through that folder today.
Yeah, I am. The Indians again. I guess they came down to a final list of new names.
A final list which nobody knows about because they are legally being vetted out.
I cannot believe it takes that much effort to find a new name. I heard the Cleveland baseball team is in real contention.
The Cleveland baseball team?
The
Washington football team. Yeah. You know what that could be?
I can't. You got to have a nickname. What are you going to call them?
What's your logo going to be? Come on.
A baseball team? Nah.
You sell logos. You know, that's one of the reasons Wahoo was around as long as he was because Wahoo made money. Yeah. So therefore, if you're getting rid of Wahoo, you need something else that's going to be a marketing ploy to make money.
I would think. And really, you know, with the lake, something to deal with the lake. We are a large city on Lake Erie. You would think that they could come up with something lake related. Like the Commodores
walleyes,
or the Captains.
Yeah.
A walleye is not a fish. It's fish. You ever catch walleye?
No.
They give you a little bit of fight, but it's not like a barracuda.
Yeah.
All right. I hear the music starting.
You do.
At least I think that's the music.
That's the music.
All right. Well, okay. Let's find a good one here. All right. You ready?
I'm ready. I'm holding on.
What washes up on tiny beaches?
Are you sure? I don't know.
Microwaves.
Microwaves!
There you go, huh?
And you can cook your dinner with it. All right.
Yeah, that's right.
That's going to do it for this week on
Thank goodness.
Sports
we made
Sidebar.
It through it.
And we did. And our Sunday sports review is back as of this Sunday.
Oh, it is.
And the repeats are their Sunday nights at 11 o'clock on the station in the stream. And we are now relieved of that Sunday morning duty. We'll go back to our repeat on Thursday. So there we go.
I think you should have the yodeling hour. I'm going to petition the powers.
Yeah, I tried that, and it ended up being the hour between 3 and 4 when there's the time change, and it just didn't really work out. So good luck on that.
All right.
That's it. We'll see everybody next week on Sports Sidebar.